This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
I bless you today in Jesus' mighty name. What a joy it is to be able to share this wonderful time around the things of heaven. The Invisible War radio program is dedicated to the truth that has the power to set people free. Are you free? Do you know the freedom that is offered to you through the Lord Jesus? I didn't ask you if you were saved. I didn't ask you if you were born again. I want to ask you, are you free? I'm not talking about legalism. Don't hear that. I'm asking, are you free to walk in the righteousness of Christ? When people see your life, do they see Jesus? Do they see forgiveness? Do they see love? Do they see the love of Heavenly Father? Do they? When they look at you, what do they see? When my children look at me, I wonder what they see. I wonder when my grandchildren see Granddad. Who do they see? What do they see? When I'm gone, what will be their memory? What are they going to remember about Rob Randall? I want to ask you, when you're gone, whenever that happens, what are your children going to say of you? What is your wife or your husband going to say concerning you? Are you free to be able to manifest the presence, the love, the peace, the joy, the life of Christ? That's what freedom is. Freedom is the ability to be able to manifest everything that the Father has in His heart for you and me. What does that look like? It looks like Jesus. It looks like Jesus. Did you know the very life of Christ is invested in the life of every believer? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know who Holy Spirit is. You know who He is. He is Jesus. That's who Holy Spirit is. He's Jesus in you and me. Jesus said, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. The Paraclete, the one who stands alongside, the one who never leaves us nor forsakes us. He said that when I leave, it's amazing. Jesus said Himself that we would do greater things than He even did. Greater things. Wow. I'm asking you today, are you free to do the greater things? Are you walking in the presence and power of God to be used of Heavenly Father to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? Are you? It's not just a doctrine. It's not just a theological presupposition. It is truth that has the power to set us free, to walk in the freedom of the Lord Jesus. Now, as we conclude chapter 9 today, in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, I want to thank you for this journey. You know, we've just had a wonderful anniversary here on The Invisible War. We have begun our fifth year in broadcast ministry. What an exciting thing. Who would have thought? I've always, as an evangelist, wanted to go on radio. If an evangelist tells you he doesn't want to do radio, don't trust him. I'm telling you, it is the heart cry of every evangelist, every one who has been given the gift to proclaim the good news to be able to go on this wonderful medium we know as radio. But folks, I want to tell you, I never dreamed that I would be taking this message, the message of the supernatural work of God, the invisible war. And in that war, we have freedom in our Lord Jesus. We do not fight toward freedom. We fight from freedom. The victory that's ours in the Lord Jesus has been bought for us at Calvary. The question is, Rob Randall, are you, is my family, is your family walking in that freedom? Freedom from sin. Yes, freedom from sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The Bible says, God forbid. Romans 6, verse 1, God forbid. How shall we continue in sin to those of us who have died in it? Oh, please hear me. The freedom of Christ gives us the power to walk in the freedom from sin. Hallelujah. You and I don't have that power. I'm a sinner. I mean, I've messed up. I continue to mess up. But in Jesus, I have the power of victory over my sin. And you do too in Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you walking in that victory today? Power over sin. Power over the devil and his demons. The Bible tells us that a third of all the angels followed the rebellion, the coup d'etat in the heavens, when Satan set himself up to be worshipped as God. Isaiah 14. And they followed him in this rebellion. We know them as demons. But you know, as bad as it is, as horrific as these creatures are, as horrific and damaging and damning their assignments are, there are two angels that did not fall for every one that fell. There is a greater power in the power and kingdom of Almighty God. You know, God doesn't wring his hands. Did you know that? God's never frustrated. He's never anxious. The victory is already won in Jesus. Would you hear it with your heart? Would you hear this wonderful passage of victory? Listen to the Word of God today. And what is the surpassing greatness of God's power, of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The victory has been won over all the powers of the evil one. But hear me, folks. Please understand that although the victory has been won in Jesus, it must be appropriated in our lives by faith. Victory over sin, victory over the demons, and victory over death. I meet many folks day in and day out that are so fearful of death. They don't know how they're going to die. They're concerned about when death will come and what that will mean to those left behind. Hear me today. If Satan can cause you to live in fear through the fear of death, he will. The Bible tells us in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord's with us. Why is that so important? Because he conquered death. He conquered death. He rose from the dead. This is Easter. He rose from the dead. The victory that is ours in Jesus is available because of the resurrection. It is victory that we celebrate today. It's not just the death. Yes, there has to be death before there can be the resurrection. Praise God for Calvary. But he didn't stay on the cross. He is alive today. I remember when I gave my heart to Jesus as a six-year-old lad. It was Easter Sunday morning. My dad was preaching a revival meeting at the First Baptist Church of Wilmer, Texas, right south of Dallas. And I'd been under conviction for quite a while. I knew that if I died, I would go to hell. My dad was a gospel preacher. I knew what the Bible said about dying without Christ. And I was under great conviction because I knew I was a sinner. I knew it. I understood it even as a small child. And so that Easter Sunday morning, I shall never forget. I walked the aisle, gave my heart to the Lord, my hand to my dad, and we went into prayer, and I gave the Lord my life. I was so excited, I wept and wept and wept because the burden was lifted. It was gone. I was now set free in the Lord Jesus. It wasn't some years ago. I drove by that old church, wondered if anybody was there. I saw a pickup truck. I saw that the door was open. I walked in that church, and they were working on the plumbing that day. And I told them who I was. I said, I gave my heart to Jesus in this church years ago. Could I just have a prayer meeting? They said, why, sure. And so I went to that same spot where I kneeled before God, and I did it again, right there in that little church. And I thanked the Lord for that day, that Easter Sunday, when I gave my life to Jesus. I want you to know I've never regretted it. Never regretted it. It's better and better and better and better and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And yes, more difficult. I want to be honest with you. Don't think the Christian life is easy. It's a war. Why do you think we've taken this message to the radio? The invisible war. We are in a battle, a supernatural battle. But I want you to know, victory is certain. You say, well, if victory is certain, Rob, then why do we have to continue to fight? Why is it that bitterness continues to creep in my life? Why is it that I have to continue to confess my sin? If victory is certain, why do I have to continue the battle? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith is believing what God's Word says, not just theologically, not just intellectually, but so ordering our lives. So if the Bible says that we are to walk in this freedom, then we must walk in it. If the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, then it's true. We must wrestle against these horrific demonic powers. But we do so in the resurrected power of the Lord Jesus. He is our victory. You're not going to find your victory in doctrine. You're not going to find your victory in religious ritual. You will not find your victory against the powers of darkness through theology. Please hear me. It only comes through our walk with the one who defeated the evil one, the walk of the Lord Jesus that he has for you and for me right now. I want to ask you, is there anything in your life that is keeping you from walking with Jesus? I want to ask it again. Is there anything in your life? I have to ask myself, Rob, is there anything in your life that is keeping you from walking with Jesus? Give it to the Lord. Confess it as sin. Do it. Do it today. Would you do it? As we continue our study in this particular chapter, as we close this time in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, this particular lie, since I've been hurt, it's okay to want revenge. Logical. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It seems logical that it's okay to want righteousness served, to want judgment served upon those that have hurt us. And yet Jesus teaches something so different. Jesus said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. He says, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Forgive them. Because I have forgiven you, forgive them. It's clear the Word of God wants us to forgive. As you have received Christ Jesus, so walk in Him. How did you receive Him? It was by faith. It was a gift. You received it. It was a gift. And as we have received, we are to give. As we have received His gift, we are to give. As we have been forgiven, we are to forgive. Now, I want us to understand today that bitterness is a principality. He's a big demon. He's much more than just a powerful emotion, even though emotions are involved. Bitterness is like an octopus. It has many tentacles, each struggling for ultimate control and power. Notice how each of these underlings is connected to the other. I want you to understand that this particular system is very, very involved, and yet it must be addressed. Oh, please hear me. Get alone with Heavenly Father. Do it today. Ask Him to silence all other voices but His voice. Humble yourself and ask Him to tell you where any of these underlings of bitterness and the bitterness system have and are at work in your life. When He tells you, agree with Him. Confess each one aloud. Ask Him to forgive you for cooperating with the evil one through His demonic system of bitterness. When all the areas of cooperation with the underlings are confessed before God, ask then ask the Lord by His power, by His blood, and by His word to remove bitterness from you. Once it's done, ask the Lord to give you the same love for the one who has hurt you that our Lord has so freely expressed toward you in the sacrifice of His Son, Christ Jesus. It's all a gift. Receive it. Thank Him for His work in you. Now here's the system. Unforgiveness. It begins with unforgiveness to enhance the normal feeling of unforgiveness. Bitterness begins with unforgiveness. And then it leads to resentment. Playing the record of the wrong. You keep playing over and over again. Rewind, rewind, rewind. Play it again. Resentment plays the record of the wrong. And if you keep unforgiveness, and it leads to resentment, and if you keep resentment in your heart, it will lead to retaliation. Plotting to get even for the wrong done. You want to retaliate. You want to get back. You want the person to pay for what he's done for you. You want retaliation. And if you keep retaliation, it will lead to anger, wrath, and rage. They always go together as an unholy trinity. Anger, wrath, and rage. It's the physical manifestation of the defilement within our souls. And then if you allow the rage to continue, it will lead to hatred. Hatred, the stage of elimination. It carries out the evil. Hatred. We are most like Satan when we are angry to the point of hatred. We're most like Christ when we are willing to forgive. Unforgiveness leads to resentment, and resentment to retaliation, and retaliation to anger, wrath, and rage, and anger, wrath, and rage leads to hatred, and then hatred leads to violence. Bitterness in motion. Violence. The full-blown manifestation. All domestic violence comes from bitterness. And if you continue to allow violence, violence will ultimately lead, hear me, to murder. A spirit of murder. And then the full completed work of Satan is done. Suicide is the spirit of murder. The thoughts of suicide so often come from the system of bitterness. You're angry at God. You're angry at someone else. You're angry at yourself. Please hear me. Unforgiveness leads to resentment, and resentment leads to retaliation, and retaliation to anger, wrath, and rage. And anger, wrath, and rage, if allowed in our hearts, leads to hatred, and then hatred leads to violence, and then violence leads to murder. Please ask the Lord today to show you where any of these tentacles, any of these places have been allowed to open a door. Ask the Lord today where the doors have been opened in this bitterness system. Ask the Lord to show you where bitterness has been allowed into your heart and life. Confess it as sin. Agree with God that He's right and you've been wrong. Come into agreement. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that the confession of our sin and disobedience to God is made, once you do that, now that the evil spirits have been put on notice that they must leave and allow you to walk in the freedom of Christ, we must show our acts of repentance through blessing those who have hurt us. Take the ground back, not only through confession, but take it back through blessing. As we said last week, confess and bless. That's how to get rid of it. Confess and bless. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. Would you hear it? But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. For many years, my wonderful wife and I have practiced something that is extremely effective and powerful. Whenever we have run into a grouch that has been intentionally ugly toward us or our family, we bake them a cake. That's right, we bake them a cake. We call it the ministry of cake. The cake has amazing transforming powers. Almost before our eyes, the person morphs, if you please, from a mean, grouchy ogre to a prince or princess that is full of kindness. It's amazing to watch what a gift will do when blessed by God. Always remember, it is the wounded that wound others. Bitter people are the way they are because they have damage in their own hearts that has yet to be healed. It has not been taken to the cross. It is at the cross we are healed, so people who have been hurt are those who hurt others. What they need is Jesus to heal them, and only Jesus can heal them. Please understand, I am encouraging you to do something which the Lord prompts me to do on a regular basis. Just a few months ago, I went into a prayer meeting at a conference on healing. My body was manifesting some bad stuff as the result of some unresolved issues I had with a couple of brothers in Christ. So I prayed and gave my resentment toward these guys to the Lord. In fact, I've done it often. I give it to the Lord, and too often I take it back, so I'm reminded by Holy Spirit to give it back to Him. So I have been faced with the matter so often it seemed I was in constant place of declaring my forgiveness for these guys. I asked the Lord to bless them and their families. Then the Lord said to me, I will bless them through your blessing them. Send them both a gift of blessing. Bless them. I said, Lord, okay. How do I do that? How do I bless them? He said, you can choose. It's up to you. Remember, the Lord says, bless those, forgive them, and bless them. Confess the sin, love your enemies, bless them who have hurt you and said all manner of evil against you. Bless them. Bless them. So I decided to send them some flowers. I called up the florist and sent both of them a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Now, I have no idea at this time if the gift of these flowers meant anything to these men. I have to leave that up to the Lord to deal with them. You see, the act of blessing was meant to remove from my life any residue of darkness that the enemy could use in my heart. In my heart. Of course, you must pray about it first, give it to the Lord. But after we have given the matter to the Lord through confession, we must also bless those who have hurt us. I want to encourage you, do it today. Do it today. Get along with God. Let Him show you these areas where bitterness has found a place in your heart and life. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, for you will give the devil a place, a tapas, a place to build his murderous stronghold. Would you go before the Lord? Let Him show it to you. Ask that no other voice be heard but His voice. Ask Him. And when he begins to share with you these most important matters, don't argue with him. If he says it, agree with him. That's called confession. Come into agreement with him. And as you do, you will sense the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus. He'll take this burden off of you. He'll take this murderous stuff off of you. You will begin to breathe better. You'll begin to rest better. Please hear me. You'll begin to live again in the freedom of the Lord Jesus. And as you confess, once that's done, then ask the Lord to bless them. Send them a gift. Bake them a cake. Send them flowers. Whatever it is. Don't send some mean scripture verse with it. Just bless them. Just bless them because God has forgiven me. I bless you in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit sort it out. Don't use it to retaliate. Don't do that. That'll mess the whole thing up. Just send it to them and bless them in Jesus' name. What a joy it is to be able to bring this wonderful study of the eternal matters of heaven. Thank you for giving. Thank you for praying. And the greatest privilege that I have in all of life is to be able to go into the presence of the Lord with you. We do so through prayer. Prayer is a wonderful gift that God has given to each of us to come boldly to His throne. And we're able to do so because of the sacrifice of Christ. Would you pray with me today? I know these matters are serious. I know this kind of study stirs up all kinds of memories of matters because we've all been hurt. Would you join me in prayer? Would you give me the privilege of praying for you right now? Would you do it? Would you do it? Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you today for the privilege that is ours to commune, to be able to fellowship with you through prayer. Lord, give us ears to hear when you speak to us. Give us hearts to receive. Give us the courage to do what you tell us to do. Lord, give us the courage to come into agreement with your word. Now pray this prayer with me. Right where you are, pray it out loud, declare it out loud. Father, I thank you for Jesus and for my salvation through him. He is the Savior and I am the sinner. I'm so grateful to be washed in his blood. And because you have forgiven me, I choose to forgive others. Everyone who has hurt me, lied to me, or disappointed me, I forgive. I repent of unforgiveness. I know it is sin. I forgive myself and apply your great forgiveness to my life. I repent of anger, bitterness, and hatred, of rebellion, resentment, and revenge, of envy, jealousy, and strife, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, of lust, witchcraft, and idolatry, and all the works of the flesh. I denounce the sins of my ancestors. I totally separate myself from generational curses. I renounce all unholy vows, pledges, oaths, or ceremonies, and I choose to be free from all permission of secret society's curse. I denounce all unholy soul ties and confess them as sin. For Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. He is my deliverer and my healer, and he broke the power of all curses. I choose to be free, and I will be free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Go to the website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can email me through the site, theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. I'll receive your emails personally. I'll receive your phone calls personally. Let me know today how I can continue to pray for you. Thank you for your wonderful support of the Invisible War. I want to encourage you, celebrate with us. Celebrate this wonderful anniversary as we begin our new year, our fifth year in radio broadcasting. Any amount of gift, any donation of any size, you'll make it today, I'll send you a copy, a signed copy of Lies That Kill, The Supernatural Battle for Truth. Do it today. Go to our website, make your contributions there, ask for the book. Any contributions given today, I'll send you a copy, your copy, of Lies That Kill, The Supernatural Battle for Truth. Do it, and do it today. If you don't have a computer, you can make your donations. Just send it to Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5. That's Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Have a blessed Easter. Would you do it? Would you just have the best Easter ever today? Would you do it? We bless you in Jesus' name. Now I look forward next time when we shall gather again around the eternal matters of heaven, the supernatural work of God, right here on the Invisible War. That's next time, right here. I'll see you then on the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.